This is Ethan Kruger for Effingham Radio News. I am joined today with State Senator Chapin Rose of Illinois' 51st District. Did I get that right?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. And you are currently in Cleveland at the RNC, is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Very good. Now, could you just go ahead and give me an overview? What are some of the highlights of the convention so far?
Yeah, so this has really been, you know, the most interesting, unique convention probably in a generation or more. I mean, there's all the elements you want. There's tension, there's interest, there's new people, there's new blood, there's new excitement. You know, Paul Ryan last week, early in one of his speeches, made the point that, you know, this is a sign of life in our party, and that's a good thing. You know, Mike Pence, the vice presidential nominee, spoke last night. I thought he did a great job. And, you know, conventions are about two things. They're about, one, uniting the party, and two, about reaching out and winning the election in November. And so I think Mike Pence goes a long way to helping, you know, bring conservatives back and sort of unite the party. I thought he gave a great speech last night. But look, there is some, it's been a great week. I mean, Rudy Giuliani, I thought, did a great, incredible job in his speech. Laura Ingraham did a great job. But the most interesting thing to me about this convention, unlike other conventions, it's dominated by real people. I'm not sure this was a theme that the Trump folks meant to convey, but it's stuck out to me that, you know, usually you have the traditional roll call of states where every state stands up and says, you know, we cast our 25 votes for candidate so-and-so or whatever. Well, that's usually dominated by governors and U.S. senators and that type of thing. You know, California delegation, this woman stood up and she says, you know, I've never really been engaged in politics, never really paid much attention, but when Trump came out, I said to my kids, you know, we got to do something. We got to do something to change the course of this country. And she just picked up the phone and called a volunteer. And 6 months later, she's here in Cleveland announcing, you know, the entire California delegation's votes. And everywhere you look, it's new people. And it's going to be interesting. I mean, I think that our party still has some unification we need to do, clearly. Look, we have a choice. And you know, in Effingham, I represent Shelby County just to your north. But those of us that grew up in Downstate Illinois, grew up in Central Illinois, you know, my district borders Indiana. In Mike Pence, you can see a state that works, a state that has a balanced budget. It actually has a surplus. Imagine that. And it has jobs and opportunity for its children and grandchildren in the future. And then you have what I think could be the greatest state in the union, Illinois. And we're bogged down in this progressive liberalism that has mucked and mired our great state for decades now. And it's the Chicago machine politics. And at some level, you couldn't find a more interesting, you know, juxtaposition here, where you got Mike Pence and what Indiana represents in terms of the future and growth and prosperity and an opportunity for our kids. And then here we are in Illinois with Obama. Hillary, of course, was born here. And, you know, the Clinton machine, and you get the president and everything else. And here we are, you know, look at our state. And look where decades of progressive liberalism leads us. It leads us into a mucked quagmire that nobody can seem to get out of. You know, I'm glad that Governor Rauner has been standing up to Speaker Madigan and the rest of the machine here in Illinois. But you can see our whole country is being drawn in that direction, you know, by the Chicago elites. And so it's really, I think, critical juncture in our history where we have a choice. And if you look at, you know, the job opportunities and the growth opportunities that exist in Indiana, and you look at 40 years of progressive liberalism in Illinois, to me, the choice couldn't be clearer. It's been an interesting experience. I tell you what's, you know, the sights and sounds, Ethan. I was walking out of our Illinois delegation breakfast this morning, and Rudy Giuliani, America's mayor, gets off the elevator, and he's just standing there and shakes my hand. You know, and last night, Don King, the fight promoter from New York, he's walking around with his wild, crazy hair and all, with a big Vote for Trump shirt on. It was just the weirdest it's just been a, those sights and sounds sometimes are incredibly bizarre and weird. But, you know, look, the message is growth, opportunity, jobs versus, you know, more of this sort of progressive liberalism where government knows better than the rest of us.
Sure. Now, I want to, you know, you mentioned one of the things that the conventions are for is to build party unity. Of course, the talk of the town right now is that Ted Cruz did not endorse Donald Trump in his speech. Can you talk on that a little bit?
Yeah, well, first of all, Ted Cruz said two things. He said that that he wants our party's principles, the jobs, the growth, the opportunity, those principles to prevail in November. He said he wants those principles to prevail in November. Then he said he wants his folks to vote their conscience. Well, you know what? My conscience tells me we don't need Hillary Clinton as president.
Sure, sure. Now, of course, Trump's kind of a, you might say, in some cases, a little bit of a controversial of candidates. You know, what kind of impact do you think that that would have on, you know, our state having him as president?
You know, every time people say he's, or he does something that's unexpected or out of the norm, and in some cases offensive, his numbers go up. And he's tapping into something out there that there's a poll out this week. 70% of the country thinks the country's going in the wrong direction. 70, okay? So what we saw this week, and they really made a lot of effort to bring in people, again, not politicians, these aren't political people. They brought in people that know Trump and know who he is, the person. You know, obviously his family was highlighted in the focus. Some business partners of his came out. You know, people have known him who just said, you know, this is a guy who cares deeply about the future of America. And maybe sometimes he tells you what he thinks, and maybe people don't like that. But isn't it better to hear somebody tell you what he thinks and be honest with you than have Hillary Clinton, who lies to people's faces as she did, the mother of the Benghazi, of the guy in Benghazi was killed when she went to his funeral, and she looked the mother in the eye and said, your son was killed because of some internet YouTube video that some guy Florida had put on the internet, knowing full well, now that Emailgate is out, that what she was saying was a complete, total, and utter lie. You know, and that's what's crazy about the Clintons. I mean, just say you're sorry. Say you're sorry that you mourn and grieve with this woman who lost her son. Instead, they lie to her face. Well, you know what? Sometimes people appreciate honesty, even if it's brutal honesty.
Sure. Now, one of the big parts of the convention, of course, is kind of establishing that platform. How is that going to impact Illinois?
I'm sorry. Which platform?
The GOP platform in general.
Oh. Well, you know, platforms, you know, are largely about, you know, parties and what parties represent and what parties stand for. But for real people, it's about the candidates. And I think people are drawn to, you know, the candidates one way or the other. And I certainly think that most people, particularly in the middle class, you know, sort of feel that they've been left out and that the elites in Washington, D.C. have left them out, intentionally, unintentionally, whatever. They feel left out. And so what is energizing here is this group of individuals and people that's brand new. I mean, the Illinois delegation to the convention, you know, I'm in the state legislature. I've been fighting, you know, against the entrenched establishment. That's why I picked, you know, I was not on the Jeb Bush program, for example. But the delegates that are here with me, 75% of them, have never been involved in politics before. And here they are as elected delegates. So, you know, democracy only works when people participate. And you're seeing people participate.
And do you think that participation is largely a result of kind of dissatisfaction with the current system?
Yes. And you know, and by the way, I think this goes on both ends of the spectrum here. Bernie Sanders certainly represents the same dissatisfaction and the same level of angst and anger on the left and amongst, you know, really the real people who consider themselves Democrats. Again, when I say real people, I mean people other than party elites and folks in Washington, D.C. And so, you know, one of the flashpoints last night that really set the crowd off in a wild applause and thunderous approval was Laura Ingraham, who called out the press corps and said, start doing your job. Start covering things. Stop covering up, you know, for cronyism and corruption. And I think very much that if you take the label and the presenter off of that message, you'd find many people agreeing with that on the Bernie Sanders group, for example. I mean, the little guy has come to the conclusion that the game is fixed and they want a new dealer.
All righty. We have been talking to State Senator Chapin Rose. Thank you for your time, sir.
Hey, thank you. Have a great day.